8487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three, the last half hour of today, this hump day Wednesday, March 19th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it, the text messages, greatly appreciate it. Many of you are texting me for Rick Hughes, and also for rear window stickers and Doge stickers. We have them here at the radio station. We're sending them out with the radio station stickers. Love for you to have them on your vehicle. Greatly appreciate you getting the word out about the radio station as you drive around town. People sitting at a traffic light, people passing you, they look over left side rear window of your vehicle. Pickup trucks up high if you can, top left corner. It'll be right behind your head. You won't even see it in the rearview mirror. You'll totally forget about it. Greatly appreciate it if you do that for us. Got a recent poll that just came out. Wes Anderson of On Message Incorporated conducting a poll March 9th through the 11th regarding the survey of Republicans running for governor potentially for 2026. Current U.S. Congressman John James of Shelby Township is the overwhelming frontrunner to win the Republican gubernatorial nomination in 2026, according to this poll. The pollster is not a John James pollster. James uses Dave Sackett of the Terrence Group. Well, in Anderson's on-message survey of 600 likely Republican voters, John James has 54% of the vote right now. Former Attorney General Mike Cox is at 6%. The other three polled, including Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, 2022 Governor candidate Kevin Rinke, who lost in the primary, and the former House Speaker Tom Leonard are in the low single digits. Kevin Rinke, single digits. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, single digits. John James at 54%. And former Attorney General Mike Cox, who ran in 2010, at 6%. Among Republican primary voters, James was viewed favorably by 67% of those who were polled. Anderson, in his memo, says this: these results shows that James should decide to run, he would overwhelmingly be the front runner. James holds an insurmountable lead over all other potential gubernatorial candidates, and his massively favorable image with Republican primary voters would make him close to being impossible to dislodge. The poll had a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. An outside polling done this early, John James, congressman from Shelby Township, my home township where I was born and raised in Macomb County. Meanwhile, former gubernatorial nominee Tudor Dixon, remember she won with Donald Trump's endorsement the primary and then went to get her butt kicked by Gretchen Whitmer back in 22, announced today that she's considering a run for the U.S. Senate or the governor's office as she looks to do the most good for our beloved state, quote, end quote, said Dixon. The Dixon, the host of a daily news program on Real America's Voice, said, over the last 6 years, we have seen Gretchen Whitmer drive our state into the bottom 10 nationally. It's time to bring Michigan back and lead once again. In the coming weeks, I will continue to reach out to those in our state who can help turn it around and discuss our future and what it can be. I will decide soon where my experience and talents would most benefit the state that we love so dearly. It would be my honor to serve the great people of Michigan. Tudor, run for the U.S. Senate. Will not support you in any way, shape, or form for you to do a redo of a lost governor's race. I don't even like John James being a politician running. I would prefer a businessman. Well, according to these polls, there are no businessmen coming even close to John James in this poll. So I'm going to reach out to John James. Because of this poll, I'm going to reach out to him and see if he will agree to come on the show and spend an hour with me. I want to get his vision for being the next governor of the state of Michigan. I'm going to see where he's at as far as reducing the budget, doing a DOGE treatment of our state government like Elon Musk and Donald Trump is doing to the federal government. Are you willing to roll back the budget to what it was when Rick Snyder signed his last 2019 fiscal year budget of $56.8 billion? Completely undoing all of the increases in our state budget that Gretchen Whitmer has done since she took over in January of 2019. Are you willing to do that, John James? Are you willing to eliminate certain bureaucratic agencies and departments, like, for example, MDOT, for example, MEDC, stuff that's not even in our state constitution? Are you willing to eliminate it? Are you willing to get rid of property taxes in Michigan? Are you prepared to get rid of the state income tax, both for corporate and personal? Are you willing to make the deep cuts to our state government to get us fiscally back on ground, on topic, on our mission of running a fiscally conservative state? I'm going to reach out to him. I'm going to have a conversation with him, because this needs to be done. And if he is polling this high and has raised a ton of money, how many of you have been getting text messages from John James? I have. He's been fundraising like crazy. I don't think he's running for U.S. Senate. I think he wants to be the governor of the state. And this poll proves it. 54%, Mike Cox at 6, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, Kevin Rinke, and former House Speaker Tom Leonard in the low single digits. And no other candidates even mentioned. This is huge, people. So I'm going to reach out to John James. I want to have a meeting with him. I want to sit down with him face to face if he will take time to meet with me. Because I believe these are the things that we need to do with our next Republican governor. And if he's willing to buy into some of my ideas, I could possibly support him for governor. Black veteran, helicopter pilot, served our country. Yeah, I could possibly work with him if he's willing to take and adopt and advocate for some of my ideas. Going to take a boatload of money. How much does he have? I have no idea. I will ask him. But I'm going to reach out to him. I'll drive down to Shelby Township and meet with him. I'll meet with him at his home, his office. I'll meet with him at a restaurant. But I would like an hour of his time face to face. And John, you came to our Fun Shoot Pig Roast when you were running for U.S. Senate. You know who Trucker Randy is. I want to talk to you. But this poll just shocked me. When I saw this number, I was like, whoa. 54%. Mike Cox at 6, and everybody else in single digits, some not even mentioned. So, good deal. Greatly appreciate it. Good work. Never even heard of this company before. But we will continue to follow the story. We will vet these candidates. I'm willing to go and meet with them face to face. Wes Anderson of On Message Incorporated. I'm going to reach out to Kyle Malin and find out who this guy is. According to the story, he is a Republican pollster. He only deals with Republicans. 600 likely voters. Where was these 600 likely Republican voters located? Where do they live? Do they live in his congressional district? Do they live in the district he represents in Washington? Or was it across the state? So, greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate this information coming to us from MERS News Service. And again, I will reach out to John James and see if I can drive down and spend an hour with him face to face. Hopefully, he'll agree to meet with me and listen to some of my ideas. Because if he's got that kind of support and he's got money to back it, well, these other guys may not even have a chance. So we'll see where it goes from there. Kevin Rinke, if you want to run for politics again, run for U.S. Senate against Tudor Dixon. Spend your millions of dollars out of your own bank account running for U.S. Senate. Won't support you for governor, telling you that right now. And I've got some questions for sure with Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader. And Mike Cox, dude, go retire right off into the sunset. Take your wife, Laura, and go buy a house next to Mike Rogers in Florida. Leave the state. Adios. Bye-bye. Done with you. Not interested in has-beens that lost back in 2010. Not interested in candidates that lost in 22. We need new people, folks. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrist, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. A couple of people texting me, I will not vote for John James, not sold on him yet. No problem. The primary will determine who wins the nomination. If he wins the Republican primary for governor, will you vote for him in November versus Mike Duggan, the independent, or the winner of the Democrat Party's nomination? Yes or no? I will. If he wins the Republican primary, you dang right I'll vote for him. I want a Republican governor. I want a Republican governor that will fix this state. I want a Republican governor that will completely undo everything that Whitmer has done as 8 years of being our governor. Absolutely want to undo everything she's done. This Clean Energy Act of 2040, where we're going to get all of our electricity from solar panels and windmills. Are you out of your freaking mind, lady? Oh, now she's willing to look at nuclear. Yeah, too late. This is ridiculous for people to say, I won't vote for somebody. Don't vote for him in the primary. I don't care. But if he wins the primary nomination, you dang right I'm voting for him in November of 26. Not going to buy Democrat running as an independent Mike Duggan of Detroit. And I'm sure not going to vote for Jocelyn Benson, Garland Gilchrist, or Chris Swanson. Not happening. This is just crazy. Oh my God. 325-25. I'm filling out a form right now. I apologize. Multitasking. So here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line today. We have got some serious vetting to do. We got to have these guys on, and we got to do it. Tom Walker, Petoskey, if John James wins the Republican nomination, I'm voting for him. Chuck Mueller, yeah, not sold on him, but I asked you specifically, if he wins the Republican primary, yeah, I would probably vote for him. Absolutely. So this is the situation that you need to know, that we are going to go hard at these guys. I'm not going to give them carte blanche. I'm not going to endorse anybody. I'm going to make them earn it. You want my endorsement? This is my requirements. I want you to fix the state of Michigan. I want you to completely undo everything that Whitmer's done to our state. Everything, including what the Democrats did while they had the trifecta for the last 2 years. One of the things you have to understand, people, you may not get what you want as far as the perfect candidate. You may not get the perfect ideal candidate that you want. I want a common sense businessman. I don't want a politician. Can I talk to a politician and convince him to take on some of my policies, some of my ideas to fix Michigan? If he puts it on his campaign website, he'll work with Carla Wagner of Ask My Tax to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. He will get rid of the income tax. He will absolutely break up this monopoly that DTE and Consumers Energy has on our electric grid. He will work with the legislature to get a referendum to make Michigan a right-to-work state in our Constitution. Amend the state constitution, making us a right-to-work state permanently and forever, never to be undone ever again. You willing to do it? Well, the bottom line is this, people. The bottom line is this. Vet them hard. Push them to adopt some of these ideas. Push them to eliminate MDOT and to give the money to the local county road commissions to fix the damn roads once and for all. Rubberized asphalt, rubberized concrete, stuff that lasts 30, 40, 50 years. This is such common sense. Will it be hard? You're dang right it's going to be hard. The bureaucratic agencies, look at how their heads are exploding in Washington over what Trump and Elon Musk are doing there. You think a governor coming in and trying to do it in Lansing, it's going to be easy? Heck no, it's not going to be easy. You have got to understand something. This is a foregone conclusion. This is something that we, the people, must do. And I'm going to do it. I need your support. I need your prayers. I need you to help me in this process. When I get these guys on the show, I need you to text me your questions. But we are going to do this. Well, that's it for today's show. The music's playing. I'm out of here. I got tons of appointments in Traverse City today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Hump Day Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-4.